Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Love's last episode.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. JustSalon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The JustSalon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I'm Kerry Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I have I've thought about this for a while, and I wanted to be able to share with all of you guys, really, on what it's really been like to be in the thralls of what you're doing, and kind of like blocking everybody else out, if you will. And you kind of need that tunnel vision. You really do. You kind of need it because you've got to stay focused. You don't have time for a lot of the other ancillary distractions that will take you off your journey. And when you're called upon to do big things, well, you kind of got to get to it. And I feel that being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my amazing crew has been a remarkable and almost predestined event or occurrence in my life. And so I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful every day that you tune in. We put together a remarkable broadcast live for 3 hours daily. Who else cares that much in the hair business? Who? So I thank you. I thank our amazing fans from every corner of the planet Earth who tune in. We are local. We're right next door. And we're across the country. And we're around the world. So the next time you think about taking in the latest podcast, if you will, or just hanging out with the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think this will cross your mind. So, listen. Maggie Anderson is up next, and I'm Kerry Hines. I just want you to just keep it right here and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go, folks.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Keep it right here. Much More Upscale Magazine Radio is on the way.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making Black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Okay, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. Now, my very special guest comes to us, I have to say, from an amazing company that you guys have heard the commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring to the airwaves for the very, very first time, Lucia and Maiza of Jessalon Towels. Good morning. Good morning, both of you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Terry. Hi. Yes. Thank you for having us. Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, and I want to kind of jump right on in. First of all, I'm so honored. I really have to say. I mean, you know, the idea of, you know, having an amazing towel company to join an amazing hair product company is just fantastic and promotion. So we're so excited, yes. And this is probably going to be, I think it's going to be your radio debut, if I'm not mistaken. So we're real happy to kind of bring you guys in here. So really good stuff. Okay.
Yeah, thank
so
you for
anyway,
having us.
Absolutely. Lucia, I want to kind of lead on in with you on this, and mm-hmm. I really appreciate this. I want to really, first let me just put the website on out there for you guys. It's JustSalonTowels.com, very simple and straight to the point, JustSalonTowels.com. Mm-hmm. You guys, tell us a little bit, Lucia, tell us about the towels that you guys offer.
Okay, so our main focus are the bleach pull-on towels. They come in a standard size of 16 by 27. So it's your standard hair salon towel, and it's used in many, many salons that are focused on having a towel which matches their salon, first of all, in color. We have 8 different colors to choose from. And the main idea behind these towels is that they are bleach-proof. So what that means is that, you know, throughout your day, you're coloring hair and you're, you know, wiping it down on the towels, and you have to wash them at the end of the day. And unfortunately, since you have to use bleach, that might really, really fade and discolor your towels. So we have developed a product that doesn't fade, and it's bleach resistant, so you can keep washing them and using them as many times, and they will keep their color and they will stay vibrant. And that's been our main focus.
Well, that sounds to me like a great, you know, every business that I can think of is interested in saving money. So for you owners, this is, yeah, you're getting your money's worth, of course. And
exactly.
I have to say what a great idea. Maiza, I have to say, what is it like when you tell folks, we make towels, this is what we offer. It's very exciting. So when you come across the different folks who can benefit from these towels, can you give us an example? Is it like hair salons or barbershops or, you know,
yeah,
personal
for sure.
care? Can you, yeah, tell us a little bit about that, Maiza.
I would say our biggest clients are, of course, barbershops, hair salons, beauty salons, even like nail salons, manicure and pedicure salons, you know?
Yeah.
These towels, like the colors that they come in, they're just perfect for any aesthetic, you know, the right color for any salon pretty much. And they're also great for, we have smaller clients versus like bigger salons and like celebrity hairstylists and stuff like that. So even if you're
really?
A smaller salon, you know, we have smaller quantities available for you if you want to try it out. Even if you're at like an at-home sort of just starting up, we have like, we can work with you. And also if you're like a bigger client for us and you need a bigger like quantity, et cetera, we can work with you and That's kind of how we work. So we're great for any size business, pretty much, and any sort of beauty salon, pretty much.
I love that, what you just said, because, you know, a lot of folks, especially in the hair and beauty world, it's taken us a little time to kind of bring the everybody into fold. And I'm referring to, like, the DIYers, the at-home stylists,
yeah,
the at-home professionals,
sure,
who are needing
exactly
these styles.
Even,
right? Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, like, even recently, a lot of people have started doing at-home services out of convenience or for whatever reason, right? And at the end of the day, they are still providing that great treatment and service, so they do need these products.
Exactly.
And they
Mine's
need to be affordable, of course.
Well, that's that's number one, we'll say. But I love this, but, right? I love the fact that you haven't forgotten about these folks. And they are,
yeah, of course
at,
not.
You know, right? And they need these towels as well. And they need to get a benefit and a bang for their buck. So I appreciate that. And social media has driven us to this,
absolutely,
where, you know, right, where it's a big, big world out there now. And so we welcome everybody. And I love that JustSalonTowels.com is helping to lead the charge on that. So thank you. And, of course, you are the forerunners for supporting the professional shop owners, as you just pointed out. Very important.
Yep.
And helping them, you know, with every aspect of it. So I'm going to kind of go back to these bleach-proof towels, because, again, that just stays with me. And the fact that you have also an array of colors and all of that, an assortment of colors and so forth. So this is great.
Yep.
So bleach-proof. And I want to understand the difference. So the folks, like, I live in New York City. You guys know that. And when
right.
I go to the discount stores, I see they have they've got towels sitting in a big bin. You kind of reach in and pull out a towel. Very different than what you guys, right? Very different. You've seen
mm-hmm,
them.
Right.
You know, so what can you say to the owners, you know, to all the wonderful folks who are listening right now who say, you know, this is what makes our towels so much better than what you're going to find at the discount stores? Lucia, why don't we ask you that question? What would you like to say about that?
Well, since this is our main core product, you know, we are not interested in selling nonsense. We are focused. We know that our product is good and high quality. So, you know, we have to specialize into this product. You know, a lot of the times, like what you said, you can have a choice of, you know, many, many different products, and all of them will be just sort of okay, you know. But in this case, we really tried our best to really make a good product. So, you know, like, I'm not any kind of hair professional, but I use them at home, for example, just because I really like them. So, yeah,
beautiful,
for sure. And we have so much feedback from people who have used our towels, and they said, you know, I really don't have to order very often because they last a long time. But once it's time to replace them, you know,
exactly,
they do come back. So we're
absolutely
very happy to hear that.
Yes. And speaking of which, you guys out there, they have a beautiful website. And, I mean, you can see the towels literally jump off the screen at JustSalonTowels.com, just like it's spelled, or just like it sounds, rather, JustSalonTowels.com. And you can kind of pick out there. And I like, as you guys said, that you work with the folks. You definitely want to reach out to them. And this is, there's no other way to say it. Now, you also, I see here, when I look at your site, I see you have everything from those beautiful white salon towels and barber towels and spa towels and robes and all of this. And it's just incredible. So what else can I say besides you guys need to get Just Salon towels at your shop for these? Yeah, exactly. And also, there's something that we have been saving just for you guys tuned in, which is a great discount, I think. So, and I want to thank you both for it, because this is, So tell everybody what they get, please.
Well,
Just for your listeners, Carrie, we're going to give them a little discount when they order online at JustSalonTowels.com. You guys can use the code HAIR10 and get 10% off your orders.
Oh, that's going to be nice. I also want to say to everybody, listen out for the commercial right here. You'll hear all of that. And then also, I'm going to do some stories over in our Hair Radio community as well. So that's very important so we can get a lot of you guys with a lot more interaction on that level as well, and some of the other surprises that we have coming up. So I'm real, real excited and just doing a whole bunch. So I'm looking forward to some other kind of partnerships that we'll be able to put forth out there. And just because you've heard about Jess Salon Towels on today's show, we'll have a special gift for you guys as well, all who are tuned in and listening right now. You want to definitely go over to our hairradio.com website, HAIradio.com, and check out the blue button that says read our posts, and we will have a great story in there for you on how you can get your gift. So that's courtesy of Hair Radio on behalf of the incredible JessSalonTowels.com. So I'm super excited. So good stuff. Okay, so what's next? I understand that you guys have the bleach proof towels. Try saying that quickly, three times. Mm-hmm. But what's next for you guys? Maisa, Lucia, anything you want to add in terms of are you guys now? Is it really just going to be Jess Salon Towels, or are you looking to add in something else as well? I've always wanted to ask you guys that.
I mean, we've definitely been looking into some products. So, you know, we're going to be working on doing some research, kind of seeing what our market requires and needs, and then hopefully looking into adding a couple new products.
Well, Maisa, I have some great ideas for that, okay? So we're going to be talking about that, okay? I really love that idea.
Definitely.
So that is, yeah, that is really nice. And I got to say, Lucia, I just want to thank you both. I want to thank you for, you know, taking the time. I don't know how we all got so connected on this, but I so appreciate you supporting us and believing in the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know, we have a big, big thing where we're marching towards our 1,000th broadcast, and we have so many wonderful things that we are going to be doing together. And I want JessSalonTowels.com to be right there every step of the way. So thank you guys. Please. Thank you
both.
Thank
you so much. You know, we're very happy to be here and to be able to, you know, share our products with your listeners because, you know, I think it's very useful for them. And, you know, I don't think they will regret trying it out.
Exactly.
So, you know, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our message. Thank you
so much. Wonderful. Lucia and Maisa, yes, great job. Okay, JustSalonTowels.com. Please go and support them. Again, you get a big discount at the end of your checkout, and listen out for their commercials. We're going to tell you all about it, and we're going to have Jess Salon Towels back. We're going to work you guys in. This is just your first foray into the Hair Radio Morning Show. We got to be really driving this home. Yeah, so really good stuff. So it's again Wholesale Salon Towels. We are so thrilled and excited. So again, thank you so much for being with us. Okay.
Thank you so much for having us, Carrie.
My pleasure. Okay. right. Nicole Marie, we have got to talk about this amazing trip all the way down to the Bahamas.
And we're talking yes, we do.
So, yes, I really am so excited. It's something that we're sponsoring. Yeah. We put this together at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And essentially what it is, it's a five-day cruise. And I say cruise.
Yeah.
Now,
cruising,
right?
Yes.
Yes, cruising the Bahamas. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And the complete details are at HAIRadio.com. So they're at our site. There's a big old tab that says Bahamas five-day cruise. It has complete details. Right. It's a big old tab.
Yes.
So go there. And once you do, move down a little bit so you can see all the details. So it's Carnival Cruise Lines that's helping us to put this together. Again, it's Cruising the Bahamas. The Hair Radio Morning Show celebrates 1,000 live broadcasts.
1,000.
Wow,
Carrie.
So that's saying a lot, Nicole. First of all,
what
goes through your mind when you think of us celebrating 1,000 broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It is amazing, Carrie. You know, every day we do the shows and, you know, you announce the number of the show. But, we're, I mean, we're just moving right along. But getting to 1,000, just amazing.
That's amazing. And when you think
about
it.
I'm so excited about this.
Me too. Well, when you think about 1,000 and you think about the number of guests.
The number of guests that we've spoken with. Just the number of guests that we speak with, you know, in a week. But you think in 1,000 shows, the number of guests that we have on the show, the interviews that are done, just it's just phenomenal. Just so many incredible people that we can come in contact with and talk with and interview, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. And
I
Nicole, can you hear my sound there? For some reason, it sounds, I'm not sure if it's totally clear on my side, but yeah, double check. I'm excited about this. I really am. And just like you said, you're talking about the number of guests, the number of people who've been on. And again, this is not in, you know, my 28-year career in hair and beauty radio.
Right.
No, not at
right.
all. This is just in the last several years of this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm really excited. Yeah. So along the line with our big celebration, we want everybody to come out. We decided to, what's the best way we can kind of celebrate doing in-person hair event. Yes, we will be on the high seas. This is really important. You can see the entire schedule of where we start out. But just so that you've heard it from our mouths, and let me just go ahead and give you all the first step details on this. So we're honoring our 1,000th broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show's Cruising the Bahamas. We sail out on July 13th through July 18th, 2024, out of, get this now,
Miami,
that's right, from Miami, Florida. So we're and making sure everybody is aware that you got to get to Miami to get on the cruise ship. It's not out of New York City. It's out of Miami, Florida. So we're real excited about that. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do it out of Miami is so that you could take advantage of a vacation within a vacation. Miami,
there's so much to do right there.
Absolutely. It's always been one of my super favorite places. Yes, we have South Beach, which I always love to stay at South Beach or go, you know, walking around there. So this is a great, great thing. So, you know, get down to Miami a day or two early. I wanted to make sure and encourage everyone not to be trying to make the connection at the last minute from the airplane to the cruise ship. And
Trust me, and I know all about that. I can tell you firsthand, working in the airlines, all about that. And so we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But right. Yeah,
let me tell you, I am going, and my family is going. My children love Florida, love Miami, and we will be there a couple of days early, like you said, just to enjoy and just do some things there in Miami and in the area, and then get on the cruise and enjoy the cruise. So
absolutely.
Just encourage people, you know, bring your families. Bring
absolutely.
Them along. Make this your summer vacation.
Absolutely.
While the kids are out of school, bring your families.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the hotel information, and we'll have that added to the website at hairadio.com under that big old tab about the five-day cruise. So we're real excited. So, again, it's a get – well, we're saying to you, get away with or without the family for five
exactly.
days. Five incredible days
options.
Of care, beauty, and community and entrepreneurship.
That's it.
We want to remind you of that. You can always reach out to us directly. Here's what I say. If you're interested in going, you need to take action ASAP. We have a finite number of rooms that are reserved. And let me say what that means. That means we have a tiny, tiny amount of rooms. So if you don't call up, let us know ASAP that you want to go. This is not going to be something that's just going to be, oh, you can decide at the last minute. Not at all. You need to call our toll-free number right away and say, Carrie, we want to go on this cruise. What do we need to do? And when that happens, yeah, I'll give you the number to the cruise line as well as a special booking code that you can only get from reaching out to us directly. And so that's important. If you call the cruise line without it, they're not going to be able to assist you with booking. So you have to first to us at Hair Radio. And you can do that by calling 833-402-8882. Again, that's our number here at our office at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, that's our office line. It's toll-free, 833-402-8882. So you call that number. Let us know that you want to bring your family. And I think you were saying, Nicole Marie, that you're traveling with your family. So
yes, we are. My husband and children. We will all be in Miami and then cruising the Bahamas. That will be one of our summer vacations. Yes.
Now, you guys are not going to be squeezed into two beds in one room. So how do you plan to work that out?
Well, I believe there is an option for us to have a suite where there's a little bit larger area if you have children that you're bringing.
Yeah.
Or, adults that want to stay in a room together.
Right. Let me say this because they don't really just say children, but let me be clear because there's not really a special rate or anything like that.
Right.
But here's what we are doing. I have reserved these particular rooms called Ocean View rooms. And the Ocean View rooms are the rooms that have a window that you can see outside and see the ocean view.
Right.
Absolutely. And so that's what I've reserved, several of those rooms. Now, if you do not wish to have that type of room, for the simple reason they have other options. There are some rooms that don't have any kind of window. Those are interior rooms. They have several of those. Now, they have other types of rooms on the cruise ship that are that have a balcony. They have other rooms that hold up to 4 and 5 individuals. The type of room that I have reserved for our special trip to the Bahamas are called the Ocean View Rooms, and the Ocean View Rooms can hold up to 2 individuals. So just wanted to make that very, very clear to everybody. So please be aware that the Ocean View rooms hold up to 2 individuals. And
right.
if you wish to have one of the other type of rooms to accommodate your family, friends, whatever, let us know at Hair Radio when you call in to let us know that you want to take part. And also, absolutely, we'll tell you anyway and remind you to let the cruise line know when we give you the information that you need to get the details
exactly.
at the cruise line. Okay, so just wanted to go ahead. Now, speaking of which, Nicole Marie, this means that you need to take action ASAP. You got to take action
ASAP. Away.
Yeah, because we only have a small number of rooms. And that means that if those rooms that I have set aside are taken, well, they may be able to sell you a room on, you know, on the cruise ship, but it's not going to be
right,
at this
but
low
a different
price.
Cost. Right.
So please be aware, folks, and the way that you avoid that, and I've seen it happen. This has happened before when I gave like a big hair show, and the hotel gave us a special rate, and folks waited around and, you know, just
yes,
because
yes.
they had rooms available
right.
doesn't mean that they're going to hold all their low, you know, give them, you know, lose money because we wait around till the last minute. So they don't operate like that. So get, as soon as you
decide.
If you're
interested, call
one of
these, now. Yes.
Call now. Again, our number to dial is the 833-402-8882. That's at the Hair Radio office. And then tell us that you want to go on this trip. And also tell us who is going, how many folks are going to be traveling with you. And we'll just remind you that what type of room we've reserved. Again, it's the Ocean View. That's the only type we've reserved. Now, if you want something else, you have to let us know and let them know as well. Now, the pricing. We've not talked about this. So the pricing per person, and this is, again, based on a 2-person's room called the Ocean View. And that is $833.38, $833.38. Now, for that, remember, it's based on 2 persons in a room, so you really have to double that. And that's essentially what the price of that trip costs for the 2 individuals in one room. So,
right.
again, if you're taking on one of those other suites or rooms or balconies or any other option, then they'll give you whatever price that is based on their availability. But for us and what we have set aside, that's what we've set aside. So if you want something additional or other than, then you'll have to let them know. Now, $833.38, that does include the fees. So it's essentially times 2, but it's even a little
right.
bit less. Because the taxes, the fees and the port expenses and all of that, it'll be a little bit less than 833.38 times 2. So that's really good. You'll still come out on top a little bit on that. So I'm real happy about that. So again, the Ocean View rooms hold up to 2 persons. Now for me, I'm traveling alone. So what I'm going to do is pay the 833.38 twice. Because that's what I got to do in order to have
right.
the rooms for myself. So I don't have anybody else just yet. I'm sure some of you guys out there will want to join me in the and save a little bit. You get a nice free room because I'll be paying for it. $833.38 is what I have to pay for each person. So for the each of us.
Right.
In so just if you have any questions. Now, does that make sense, Nicole Marie?
It does make sense, Gary.
Awesome.
Make sense.
Now,
the main
I do,
thing is,
yes.
if you're interested, call now. Do not wait.
I agree 100%.
Yes.
And again, the dates that we're cruising out, July 13th through July 18th of 2024. So this happens in 2024. Let me be clear of that. So not in this year, 2023. It's next year. So that gives you some time to get it together. But the first thing, the most important step you can take, which is contacting us, as Nicole Marie just pointed out, and calling our 833-402 number, 8882, might as well just go ahead and say the rest of that. Give us a call, and then we'll give you the booking code. But please be aware that you need to put down what really amounts to $50 for the room. If it's just two people going, then it needs to be $50 for that room. Okay,
right.
So that's important. And then those funds get applied to the...
towards your balance.
Exactly, the balance that you have a good amount of time to kind of pay off.
Right.
And I love
right.
that.
You can
how
pay month by month or however you would like to pay
exactly.
that balance by 2024.
And I call
there's
it...
plenty of time.
Exactly. I call it the helpful layaway payment plan. It's little by little. Exactly.
Little
and listen to this. You're not paying those funds to Carrie Hines or to the Hair Radio Morning Show or even Nicole Marie.
Right.
No, those funds are going straight to the Carnival food line. So you deal and talk with Carnival directly, and you pay them, not us. So I just want to make that clear. No funds are coming to
right.
our pocket. That's going to Carnival.
Right.
Now, we
what
have
you're getting
not...
from the Hair Radio Morning Show is the booking code.
Exactly. The
before
important
you call
booking
from Carnival.
Code.
Right.
Yeah. We'll give you that when you reach out to our to Hair Radio at our toll-free number. We'll provide you with the booking code. Because without it, the cruise line will not be able to assist you. They will not be able to book you. So don't... call them first. You got to call Hair Radio first. There's no getting around that. And we'll tell you what to do next. Now, the itinerary, first of all, let me be the first to say the name of this incredible vessel is called the Carnival Sunrise. So
wow.
We're so excited. It's that's the name of the cruise ship. It's the Carnival Sunrise. So I'm
nice.
Super excited. Yes, yeah, larger than what I've been on in the past. So it's really beautiful and gorgeous, gorgeous. So we're starting the cruise out on our journey for this big 5 days. It's a 5-day cruise. On Saturday, July 13th of 2024, the port to call, it's starting up Miami, Florida. Miami,
nice.
Florida. I want to make sure that's clear. Departs at 3:30 in the afternoon from Miami. That's the when the cruise ship is going to be leaving out. So this is not something, you know, for you guys that you can make a tight connection. You need to be down there like 3 hours in advance. Please make sure
right.
before that cruise ship is leaving or they will leave without you.
Right.
Right. So just to be clear, the itinerary for the Carnival Sunrise is as follows. Saturday, July 13th, 2024, departs at 3:30 out of Miami, arrives in Nassau, the Bahamas, on Sunday, July 14th, 2024, at 8 a.m. in the morning, stays
yeah.
there all day, and leaves out at 5 in the afternoon out of Nassau, the Bahamas. And then they're just a cruising. You're cruising in between. Monday, July 15th, 2024, you arrive in Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. That's at 7:30. Now, that's just so that you guys know, Half Moon Cay is a private island that a lot of the cruise
right.
ships use, so want to make sure that's clear. And you arrive at 7:30 in the morning, and you stay there pretty much all day until about 3:30 in the afternoon. So, yeah, so very important. If the ship is docked, then you get to walk around and all that stuff. Tuesday, July 16th, you arrive in Grand Turk at 11 in the morning, and you stay until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when it leaves out from Grand Turk. Now, Grand Turk is like Turks and Caicos, and so,
right.
Yeah, one of the, it's like the capital of that area, but it's so amazing, and we're just so excited, and it's the Bahamas,
oh, yeah.
as you expect. And so on Wednesday, July 17th of 2024, it's a complete day at sea. Now, for me, I love
right.
the days when we don't actually go out. I love being on the cruise ship. I absolutely love it.
I do,
so
too.
I love,
there's so much to do.
It's my favorite
yes,
thing.
I love it.
I know everybody is different. Some folks like to go and be adventurous and all that. But I love staying on the cruise ship. Even though I will go out into Nassau and the Bahamas and all that, but I can't wait for the day at sea. And so we're planning on something special on that Wednesday, July 17th, for the complete day at sea. Then, of course, awesome. On Thursday, all good things must come to an end. So on Thursday, July 18th, 2024, we arrive back in Miami, Florida. Back in Miami, Florida at 8 a.m. in the morning. So the reason that we set up the times as we have, so that, and I talked a little bit about traveling, being in the airline industry for, a long time. So I'm very much familiar with folks who used to try to make connections. And here's what I said. Do not make it a tight connection, meaning that our cruise ship leaves out of Miami at 3:30 that afternoon on Saturday. Now, first of all, it's a Saturday. Things are a little different in operating on a weekend, so be aware of that.
Right.
Be aware of how far your hotel is. Likely we'll all be staying at the same hotel. We'll be sharing all that info soon. But and you can probably find it at hairadio.com. But just bear in mind that you want to find out, do your due diligence, see how far and things, how close things are and all of that. You want to have a plan. So the cruise ship leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon. My suggestion is that you want to be on your way there at 12 noon.
Right. That's what I believe. Plenty of time. Right.
Yes.
You never know how traffic is going to be.
Traffic.
You never know if there's an accident or what.
Or all of that. And then the cruise line themselves have all kinds of protocols and things that they do. So they want you there early. So noon, start heading on over to this cruise ship. And it leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon. If you do that, you'll be in great shape. Do not wait to fly in from wherever you're planning to fly in from. Or even drive in that at that point. I think you're going to be just making it. No, not the thing to do. My suggestion, that's why we chose Miami to be the port, literally the port to call, because we wanted you to be able to, you know, come in a day or two earlier, so you'll already be there. There's no problem. Okay, so that's important, and I'm super excited. I really am. I think this is going to be great. Now, 3:30 in the afternoon was the time that we talked about the cruise ship leaving out of Miami, headed to Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, what about the return trip? It arrives at, back in Miami after the 5 days. It arrives back on the fifth day, that Thursday on the 18th at about 8 in the morning into Miami. So the reason that we made sure of the time that we thought would be beneficial is that 8 o'clock in the morning arrival in Miami gives you the entire day to catch a flight. It really does.
Exactly.
And it also prevents you from having to pay for another hotel stay. So going down, you might want to stay and spend a little extra few days there, nights or what have you. But coming back, so that's why if we had planned a late arrival into Miami, then you run the risk of being so late that you're stuck and have to pay for a hotel. So by getting in 8 in the morning, you'll be
plenty of time
to catch your flight. Now, my suggestion, if you know that the cruise ship gets in at 8, sometimes, I've been on a cruise before, sometimes they're early, sometimes they're late. So I would suggest that you make a trip out from Miami no earlier than noon. I say shoot for 12 noon as your time to catch a flight or later.
Right.
That
gives
way,
time to
yes.
get to the airport.
Gives you time to get to the airport and get yourself all checked in.
Check your bags and everything, right.
Exactly. So noon would be the earliest flight I would take out of Miami. Now, for some of you, you may wish to stay another day or two in Miami. Some folks may wish to do it on both ends, and that's your prerogative. And leave that Tuesday. That Friday morning. So that may be something that you want to consider. For me, I'll be catching, once I get back into Miami that Thursday, I'll be kind of pulling myself together and heading on to the airport and taking a flight back up to New York. So I'm excited about all of that. So now, does that give you a lot of details?
That gives plenty of details. Yes, it does, Carrie.
Awesome.
So excited.
Me too. Well, just to remind everybody, the deposit of the $50, you need to really put that down because the entire, the rooms, okay, here's how they work it. That $50 needs to be paid. The deposit needs to be paid this year and just in a little bit of time. Here's the date. It's May 13th of 2023. So that $50 for the room, and I'm talking about for the Ocean View room, needs to be put down before that date, and that needs to be paid directly to the cruise line, and we'll give you all those details in case you have a question. Of course, we have all this at HAIRadio.com. You'll see the big tab right there, cruising, the Bahamas, five-day cruising, the Bahamas trip. So that makes sense.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then you have, after you put the $50 down to cover the deposit for the room, you have some time to cover the balance. So it's really good. Now, so just to give you some idea and further break it down, it really like seems like it's $25 per person based on the two-person room. So that's why they say the $50 for the deposit for that room type, for that room type. Now, that may vary if you're looking for some other special type of room. But again, we have set aside Ocean View rooms only for the trip. But again, if you're looking for a different type of room, certainly speak. Let us know when you call us at Hair Radio and let the Carnival telephone, Carnival folks know when you contact them. And so that's really, really super, super important. So again, Nicole Marie, here's the task. So you've decided to take a trip. What's the first thing that you want to do if you wish to go cruising the Bahamas on Carnival with the Hair Radio Morning Show?
The first thing is to call the Hair Radio office. That number is 833-402-8882. And when you call that number, you will receive a booking code to call Carnival Cruise Lines. You cannot book for this cruise unless you have that booking code. So that's the first thing you need to do is call the office number.
Exactly. The cruise line will not assist you without the booking code number. You need to have the booking code number because that tells them that you're part of this special trip.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay, you've got so far so good. Now, what are the dates of this incredible trip to the Bahamas, cruising the Bahamas?
July 13th through July 18th, 2024.
Okay, 2024 is correct, and those dates are correct. We've done five big days. Excellent. So we start on a Saturday out of Miami. So that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we return on Thursday back into Miami.
That Thursday.
Yes. Now, I will be myself, I live in New York City, so I'll be flying out of New York down to Miami. So I'm already looking at special rates and knowing which airline might be able to offer me a good deal. And then I want to get down there a day or two early, kind of like Nicole Marie. So I'll be looking at some hotels that are convenient and a great place for me to lay my head until the flight leaves out of Miami on that Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, again, I only need to likely pay for a hotel going into the trip to Miami. I will not need to pay for a hotel coming out of Miami because the flight – the cruise gets in at 8 in the morning back into Miami, arrives back after our five-day trip, and I can just easily get a connection to the airport, like flying out back up to New York for me or wherever
we
go. Absolutely. So I'm super excited. Okay, approximately, Now, here's a toughie for you. What is the amount of money for the Ocean View room? What is the amount? It's based on two persons. And so each person would have to pay what amount, Nicole Marie?
$833.38. And
awesome.
This is per person.
Yes, and that's, again, for the Ocean View rooms, which holds up to two persons. So if you would like some other kind of room, they may have that available. Again, the only ones that can tell you that will be the cruise line directly. So when you talk to them,
right,
inform them of your desire, and I'm sure they will let you know what is available and what payment arrangement you'll need to make. Okay, so really good stuff. Okay, so I'm excited. Yes. So we're talking about at sea. So the last information I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of, and by the way, you passed. Great job, Nicole Marie.
Thank you. I'm the student now and not the teacher.
You did well. You did well. So I'm super excited. Awesome job. So for you guys out there, when we are on land there in the Bahamas, and again, it's making several different port stops and, you know, all in and around the Bahamas and all of that, we're going to try to get some things going where we put on a little bit of a hair show or try to get our hair and beauty talk, because see, families and folks and your friends and everybody, you're going to want to hang out and do your own thing. So we will have some time that we will get together and make an official gathering. We'll share all that
right.
with you as we get a little closer. Again, the Carnival Cruise Line, Cruising the Bahamas, is the Hair Radio Morning Show celebrates its 1,000th live broadcast.
1,000th broadcast.
All the way down. Wow. Talking about the Bahamas. How amazing. Again,
awesome.
I'm looking forward to the trip, Nicole Marie.
So am I. I'm excited. I've already told my kids, and they're excited. They're looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right, folks. I'm Carrie Hines. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
One thing people need to understand about extremely kind, nice, and loving people is that their other side is just as extreme. It's the hell they survive that makes them gentle. Don't mistake their self-control for weakness. The beast in them is sleeping, not dead.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough, they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Wednesday morning, May 4th of 2023. We are live this morning. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday, all the above. It's our show number 848. Let me just say it slowly. We've got a lot that we will be getting into. It is mid-show. We've been tuned in and singing along with everybody else. Just a great, great job. Great things that we're going to get into and that are on the way. First, it's time to bring to the line some folks who help us out on the show each day. You guys have gotten to know them well. Nicole Marie from down in Water Valley, Mississippi. We're super excited to get her on the line. And Michael Hopkins will be with us in just a bit. Good morning out there. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show. Folks have been listening to you guys.
Yeah,
all the above. We just had on a whole bunch about the cruise ship, which
just
as a reminder to the folks that is on the way next year. But you got to get your $50 in to hold your room or hold your space your room.
That
needs to be done within the week. So if you're planning to go, you better get going and get your money in. What you need to do is call us at the toll-free number again is 833-402-8882. It's all on our website at www.hairadio.com. You can't miss it. There's a big old tab about the cruise. But you need to get your information, get things together now if you're planning to join us in May. In July. So definitely get all of the details. Again, get yourself together quick. So, good morning again to everybody and all our amazing fans everywhere. Lots to talk about and what's happening on today's broadcast. Real excited, super, super happy. First of all, we opened up this morning with some songs that kind of have a dual meaning. We love listening to them. We had the spinners on, Throwback Thursday on top of everything else, and Chaka Khan we played. And part of the reason is that they've been inducted into the Hall of Fame. So we're going to talk a little bit about that along with so many others that we love. So real happy about that. I thought we'd give them a little tribute this morning on the show.
Wonderful.
So, real happy. I believe Chaka probably is already in with Rufus, if I'm not mistaken. I got to see. I would think that she's already in there.
I would think that she would be, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Spinners.
Come on.
And so many others. Missy Elliott, just a lot of folks that we absolutely love. Sheryl Crow and quite a few others we'll talk about. Some were voted in and others were kind of placed in, I guess. So, or selected somehow, but I don't care how they get in. I'm just happy that they're in and long overdue.
Yes.
And it just reminds me that music probably needs to stop with all the differentiation and categories. Music is music. And it
doesn't
just fall upon certain ears. Well, I only like, soul music, or I only like this music. I mean, because it's all delineating race, and it just keeps and perpetuates these separations and things. And folks love all kinds of different music and things. So we got to start making those changes. I'm so tired of a society that just seems to be missing common sense, goodness.
That's
and
true.
Such
well, common sense is not so common.
Yeah, really. I mean, not even forget common sense, just basic intelligence. It seems like it's sorely missing. Good grief. Every which way I turn, it's just something real unsmart. So we'll say that. Okay, I'm trying my best here this morning. So, Yeah, I think we did. That was about as nice as I could put it. Trust me, you know. So we'll leave it at that. So listen, guys, it really is a wonderful throwback Thursday. We've got so much to talk about. Oh, my goodness. Now, coming up in the next hour, 8 o'clock, we have Monet Everett will be with us live. So we want to be ready for her. She's got a big event, and she's doing classes and things, so got to get set for her appearance this morning. And, you know, just lots of things. For me, it's a big, big day. We're going to talk about that as well. I'm super excited. Tonight,
so
I get
to
be sworn in. Yeah,
yes.
Part of the community board here in my section of Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, I'm super excited. I joined a community board that represents over 200,000, a constituency that represents over 200,000 individuals.
Right.
And I kind of started getting busy with the work yesterday, really. I had to kind of wait a little bit, and it's a whole thing. It's a lot of work. They are in the middle of a lot of things. They are a part of healthcare initiatives and board approvals for zoning and all kinds of things. So this is not something that I can kind of, you know, not do. You got
to
be in it. So there are all kinds of meetings. And, yeah, it's going
to
require quite a bit of attention. And so I'm happy to do that. And I'll keep you guys informed of some of the things that, you know, we can do to make a difference in our community. So, and I have to say, I've talked with several individuals out there. Yeah, and the same way that I kind of did this, I've personally spoken with folks from, you know, folks, supporters of Hair Radio and listeners and all that kind of thing who asked me and have commented and said they should join their boards. And
right.
So I said, go for it.
Just encourage others. Yes.
Well, I think that's it. It was like the thought never occurred to them. It's not an if, I clearly inspired them to look into it. But I will tell you, anything that you do, it's nice to be, yes, we get to represent people and all this kind of thing, rah, rah, rah. But let me tell you something. You've got to do the work. So if you think you're just to have, you know, all the accolades, you got to do the work. You got to get up and do the work. And so that's important. You know, just want to remind everybody, do the work. And all the rest will come if that's what you're after, but do the work. And help others. So that's my main focus for my interest in doing this. It's something that I pursued a few years ago and didn't quite work out then, but we're on the way for it working out now, and I'm super excited about it. Listen, you know, mid-show, yeah, thank you. And I got to remind everybody, you, Nicole Marie, are on your board. You have been elected a couple times now, so you've been through
my
the process.
Second term. We serve 4-year terms, and so I was elected in 2017. And like I said, I'm in my second year of my second term.
And you're in Mississippi, in Water Valley, Mississippi.
Water Valley,
I love
Mississippi.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
And,
I'm in the second congressional district of Benny Thompson. So very proud
and
of that.
You deserve to be proud of that. We are proud of you and all that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And absolutely. And here's the thing. And like here in New York, where I'm located in Brooklyn, they have so many different, they've got boards and zoning, like different areas that cover different parts of the local political sphere. So it's a lot. It's a lot of different boards that comprise where the folks that I represent and work with and all this. And then there are other local city government and community involvement and all kinds of things.
There's so much.
So, it's a lot. And, you know, just in my area, like I said, there, it's just in my little zip code area. You know, when people hear a number like over 200,000, they're probably thinking, oh, that's all of Brooklyn. That ain't all of Brooklyn. That's just my little zip code.
That is a lot of people.
No, that's huge here, huge. So for you guys out in little town, this ain't a little town. Let me just put it mildly. It's huge up here, you know, but same, the types of things that we face are pretty similar everywhere. So I will keep you guys informed and inspire you to do the same. Get up and be counted and let folks count on you and you count on them. So real good stuff. And joining us in our community involvement is, of course, Michael Hopkins, who will be with us at about 7:30 this morning. And Michael is, you know, an accredited claims agent.
Accredited claims agent.
He does all kinds of advocacy work to help the veterans, the disabled veterans, with claims filings and knowledge and definitions and information that is just unfindable in other places. So he's
brilliant,
and he does each Tuesday with his own own radio show, literally his own podcast
here
at 8:30 in the morning on Tuesdays. You don't have to, that's Eastern time, of course, 7:30 if you're in Central time zone. You don't have to change the dial, as it were, in the old days. Just keep it right here, and Michael's show just pops right on at about 8:30 in the morning. So real good stuff. I know that they're working on some things. I believe that it's the Armed Forces holiday. But speaking of which, we got a lot of holidays in May.
We do.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, we always kick off our live talk mid-show with Nicole Marie and something called Hope of the Day. And so just to remind everybody, Nicole Marie, what exactly is Hope of the Day all about? And just take it away.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Hope of the Day is our kickoff of each morning that is just inspiration for everyone. Hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so important because it gives our lives meaning. And no matter what it is that each and every one of us may be going through, there's always that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So for this Thursday, our hope of the day is find your faith. Don't follow blindly. Look up, look around, observe consequences. Filter according to your heart and common sense. Seek articles of faith in which you'll find deep comfort. These are your values. Visit them often. Explore them in depth. What do you think about that today, Gary?
No, uh-huh. I like that. I was listening to that. You know, finding your space and adjusting, really adjusting to your surroundings. And
exactly. That
kind of develops into, you know, your comfort zone, I like to say,
exactly.
Think of it that way. And I think
it's
very interesting. Always good stuff with the hope of the day, inspiration. What is that thing to you, Nicole?
Well, again, like you said, looking around, but also looking into yourself, look into your heart and, like I said, the common sense, and focus on what matters to you, because your values are what matters, and that's what's going to shine out to the world in the things that you do on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
So very, very important.
Yes, I agree 150%. Yes, good stuff as always. Well, I'm also looking forward to the talk of the morning. The talk of the morning will be up in just a bit when Michael gets on the line. And what happens is we literally have the host. So Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, myself, Carrie Hines. If today's your first time tuning in, you may not know what we're talking about. But what happens is each of the hosts kind of gives just kind of reveals something that they have uncovered or found on the internet or posting or something that might inspire others. And so I've got one that we haven't really talked about, but I think it'll be interesting enough. And I'll be sharing that this morning on the Talk of the Morning coming up in just a little bit. Yeah. And
Always so much
to talk about. Yes. Well, it's one of my favorite parts of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I have to just folks know. Yeah, it's something that we started not all that long ago. But what I love about it is that, yes, we're hair, beauty, and community. The big keyword, we are.
And there's so much that's going on in our community. It's positive. So just like to share.
We like to share. And it's things, for the most part, that we probably would not discuss on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's really... And boy, oh boy, we have gotten into some some hot, heated talks over this. Even though they are uplifting and inspiring, it still has opened up the door for some real discussion points. And I'm loving that. Yeah, and I think that that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. Yeah, and I really am quite pleased about it. Now, I want to take a moment before we do that. We have to just say thank you. You guys tuned in this morning. You heard in the first hour we had Justin Lantau, folks. Maiza. And yes, they were just doing a great, great job. Lucia, and Maiza. And we just love them so much. JustSalonTowels.com.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
To get these bleach-resistant towels that you have a shop, anything like that. Real excited. Divine Energy Luxury Candles. We want to say thank you to them as well. Their luxury candle line. They're out there. You can Google them as well for special, special lovely candles that do a great job. Let me just put it that way. Rugged Evolution Beard Care. You guys know they've been on the show, Arrington Gavin and his whole crew. Dee, we shout them out this morning. For you guys on the internet, you can go to www.ruggedevo.com. That's EVO. If you ever want to look them up, ruggedevo.com, you'll see complete details from Rugged Evolution Beard Care. And just so many. And I also just have to say thank you to my brand, Therapy.com. Therapy, we will be getting a whole bunch more into this. We try. It's just so much going on at our network and everything that we're doing. So we want to make sure that you guys know Therapy is always available. We still got a ton of Therapy. I'm looking at it right now. And so we want to remind you. And we put an order still for Therapy. Folks still order our amazing shampoo and conditioners, our Moisture 100, our new line. Plus, we'll be introducing some butters and things that we have and some men's care line items that will be added to the lines and all of that. So we'll be getting into all of Therapy. I could tell you right now it will probably be in the next few weeks. To June, we'll be really kicking and revisiting our amazing brand that is already iconic, really. Yeah, and speaking of iconic, there's, you know, folks have just fallen in love. Our AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLockMagazine.com. Yeah, and I want to spell it for everybody. It's AfroLock, one word, AFRO, like Afro in your like hairstyle, and lock, like you lock your door, LOCK. So AfroLock.com or AfroLockMagazine.com. Either way, we'll still take you to our great information, and we are so excited to have you guys to check it all out. Really, really good stuff, because you know, there's one thing that was just added that folks may not know is there for them to see. And that is, there is a big old tab there that actually reveals, it's like a, our covers that have been so popular and they're driving everybody crazy, our wonderful covers for the magazine, you know, we put them out in advance so folks can see what we've got coming. And the covers have become so popular that everybody's talking about them. And so I put together a little booklet that everyone can see. You can click on the tab at afrolock.com or afrolockmagazine.com, pick your choice. It's really big. You can't miss it. It's right at the end. And it says, it literally says that it is cover story. It's our cover story. And what it means is that each of the covers that you see in this little booklet that you could just turn the pages, it's very cute there. And it talks and tells the story of each cover. So because folks always ask me, Nicole Marie, Carrie, why did you come up with that, or how did you come up with it?
Yeah, they are beautiful.
Thank you. And so this booklet gives everybody a chance to read the stories behind the cover.
Right.
And I think that it's really nice. And I'm happy to, you know, and this, in it, you'll probably find a good 6 covers or so, but 5 or 6 or something like that. But I can tell you that we'll be adding, so that's volume 1. We'll be adding some more covers real soon to that. And these incredible stories. So we'd love to hear from you. So if you guys get a chance to check it out, I'd love to hear your comments about it. I really would. And so speaking of the magazine, coming up in just a bit, we'll talk a little bit more about it. I want to give a shout out to, we have a couple of folks who are really the first to come on in with their subscriptions. So they put their money where their mouth are to support Afrolock Magazine. So this is where we are. We're going to talk about the subscriptions and how easy it is because a lot of folks don't realize that we're working on the first issue that should be out in about less than about 4 weeks, something in that area.
Great.
So get busy.
So we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a little bit of a break? We'll be back. Michael should be joining us. We've got a lot to talk about. Also want to find out what's happening next week for Vet Talk Radio. And kind of also, I don't remember asking him on the feedback from this week. So we'll talk to him about that as well, see what's going on for Vet Talk. And then, Nicole Marie, lots more to get into. This morning, I'm super excited.
Definitely
still have
stay
more,
tuned.
Yes, more to remind folks about and all of that. So let's just get some little time to kind of get a little break here. All right, we'll be right back. So stay with us, everybody. We've got more to go.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. Let them know, being me is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I walk with my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I fought with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed, I couldn't go to sleep because I was fighting with myself.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com. to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
All right, we're back live, and it is Throwback Thursday. It's May 4th, it's 2023. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. We're glad to have you guys with us. We're really at the mid-show point. It's about 7:35 New York time, 6:35 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. And real excited, wanted to just kind of make some quick announcements. We've got just a quick update on Dr. Yolanda Raglan. She will be joining us. There was a little scheduling conflict, a car fluckle, if you will. So she'll be joining us, I'm happy to say. She'll be with us in June. So we have scheduled her for June 6th. It's a Tuesday morning. And so she'll be here about 7:30 in the morning on that Tuesday, June 6th. So save the date, mark your calendar for, and she's usually with us for at least an hour. And so we can't wait to catch up with her. She has a lot to share. And boy, does she have some things to share. So I think you're going to really want to tune in. She's a very straightforward person, and she really loves, you know, supporting women and entrepreneurs and everybody, really. So I just can't wait to have her on the show, and we're going to have lots of good times and fun ahead. So just wanted to kind of get that on out. Let me bring back to the line Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, community board member there. Yes.
happy 7:37. Yeah, it's time. Happy 6:37 when you are in the cold room. Yeah. Now listen,
it's early.
It's our show number 848 today. We are moving towards 1,000, right? And I thought about it. I said, oh, boy, we're really going to be setting a milestone, even at 850 shows.
Yes,
so
we are.
So 850 will be on Tuesday. Tuesday will be our 850th show. Yeah, next week. So that is crazy.
It's
then
moving
we
along.
Don't have too far to go. Yeah, just another 150 shows or so, and then we're out. So we'll be hitting that mark, and that really is what the cruise is all about next year, to celebrate us hitting 1,000th show. So we really want you to join us on this Bahamas cruise that we've been talking about.
Yes.
We're
cruising the Bahamas.
Cruising
the
Bahamas.
It is.
I cannot wait. It's all there for your eyes to see at our website at airradio.com. We're going to just get all into that conversation. So real excited about that. Hey, let me just bring also to the line Michael Hopkins. We've talked about Michael and all that he's accomplishing with the accredited, being an accredited claims agent. I call him an ACA. Let's bring him on. Michael Hopkins from
Good morning,
the Best
Michael.
Radio Show. You're joining us live.
Good morning, family.
Good morning,
family.
Good morning.
Calling you guys from beautiful but cloudy Spotsylvania, Virginia.
All right.
Yes, you're in Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I have to say, Nicole Marie's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. And I'm up here in Brooklyn, New York. And it's a little cloudy up here as well. In my neck of the woods, it's been kind of cool and cloudy for several days. But the temperature is slowly climbing back up. But it's felt a little cool and chilly. I personally love it. It'll be sunny and warm enough soon enough and all of that. So I don't mind.
Yes.
Mother Nature, take your time.
Yeah. Well,
I
it's always cool in the morning here. But it's going to warm up.
Yeah.
It's going to be 77 a day. So we're excited about
that. Yeah, that is nice. Yeah, well, I would be if it was going to be that year. Sounds good. And I will be out and about, Michael Hopkins. Have you been listening to the broadcast today? We've been getting into some convos already.
Oh, yeah, but you had one of my favorite artists on there this morning.
Who was that?
Incomparable Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. I know it.
Yes.
Chaka Khan. She was part of the group Rufus out of Chicago. She's a Chicagoan. And I remember when I was a teenager and worked out in San Bernardino, California. I was great friends with someone who grew up knowing Chaka's family. Because Chaka's real name is Yvette Stevens. And she always told me, like, I know the Stevens family. And so she always told me about Chaka and them when she was growing up. Yeah, so I just met just about everybody who knows everybody or who is related to everybody or I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just been such a crazy existence.
It's
really
wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I had the opportunity to meet Chaka Khan back in 1975.
Oh, wow.
Well,
took off.
Was he born
in college?
Was she born then?
I tell you.
Uh-oh.
But now I had that opportunity, Carrie and Nicole Marie.
Sorry about that.
I was attending college, Lincoln University in Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
And Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan and Mandrill. I don't know if any of you guys remember who Mandrill, band Mandrill is. Yeah, they were at our school for our fall. It was a fall concert. And it was like right place, right time. And I happened to meet her. It was the same thing when the Commodores came to our college.
Did you say anything to her?
Oh, I was standing right next to her. I couldn't help but talk to her. She had this big grin on her face and these big dark shades. Up to this day, and that's been umpteen years ago, I still remember that. And wow, she was kind of,
never forget that.
She wasn't
that
a real tall lady. She was kind of,
yeah,
not a tall lady. But what comes out of her, that voice that comes out of her, I mean, you know, it's just, that's why
the
she's
power.
One of my
well,
favorite
it's
all
it's
time.
An,
she's a powerhouse.
An iconic voice. Yes.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
the thing. And I've heard, I was watching videos yesterday, listening to Aretha Franklin, and these are these iconic women, Whitney and all of them, and they were talking about each other. And I came across one of those that I was shocked, but because I had always heard that Patti LaBelle and Aretha didn't get along and all this kind of stuff. So I didn't know what was actually going on. But Aretha, in her own words, I was watching it on the video. She's like, they have always gotten along. They've been friends. She told it. I'd never seen it before, but she told, like, literally, we were always friends. I've known Patti
wow.
for a long time, she said, and they got along. She doesn't know what all this mess is about. That
right.
So it was as if she was speaking from the grave. Cause I,
wow.
I thought
yeah.
they were along. And it was the first time I had seen that video. Just like I came across one with Whitney talking about Jennifer Hudson. And she was talking about how Jennifer is a great performer. And she sang, this was on that show where she sang I'll Always Love You for Whitney, right before Whitney died.
Oh.
And Whitney was saying how great most of the singers will not even try to touch the song. But she said, Jennifer, she said she has the pipes for it. And she gave her a lot
ooh.
Of accolades and praise for it. And so,
oh,
and Aretha, yeah, and it's interesting to see these artists who talk about the other artists. And sometimes they start off, you know, being a little jealous sounding about the other artists. And then it kind of over the years, and then it warms up and they just love these artists. Like
they
everybody else. So we
yeah.
just love them. Yeah. So all that. Don't
beautiful
know why I went
stuff.
There this morning, but but there you go.
Beautiful,
Michael,
beautiful
Nicole, Marie, it's time to kind of get into our talk of the morning. We got a special guest coming up in the next hour, Monet Everett, who is the wonderful lady proprietor behind the upcoming TextureStyleAwards.com. And her event coming up on August 13th in New York City, so can't wait to hear all about it. Plus, she has some classes and all these things we'll be finding out about. And we've been playing her interview here on the show for several days and here and there and so forth. And but she's going to be here live and in person, so
wonderful.
I want to keep her right here and get a chance to meet her live today on this broadcast. So real happy about that. Okay, so now – why don't we get into our talk of the morning? Let's get into the wonderful talk of the morning where we, as I said earlier, we have the host, each of us, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, myself, to kind of talk about something. Maybe you missed it on the internet. Could be a meme, could be any of the things that are out there that stories that we feel might resonate with you. And keep listening and all of that wonderful good stuff. And just remind you, you're connected to the Hair Radio Morning Show and Afrolog Magazine, all the things that we're doing, therapy and our live events and just so much that we are doing and events and all that kind of stuff. So here we are. So we usually lead off with Michael Hopkins or Nicole Marie. And Michael, I think today's your turn. Why don't you kick off our wonderful talk of the table? Talk of it's like around the
table.
The virtual
talk
table.
Of the morning.
Talk of the morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie, Nicole Marie, my talk of the morning, it centers around a piece that was on the Today Show yesterday, the section where Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush talk. Their
right.
time in the talk, and it just so happens I caught it, and there was a gentleman that was on there, and he was 56 years old. He actually did 40 years with the Post Office Service, United States Postal Service. He was also a U.S. Army veteran, and the thing, the crazy thing
wow.
about all of this, You guys are probably saying, what's this guy doing anything? He actually plays college baseball.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was a dream of his. And he actually plays college baseball. And it just fascinated me. And it's always, you know, the human spirit. And we always go through when we get older and people kind of doubt that you can do certain things. And
right.
But he didn't let that deter him. Even after raising a family, grandchildren, a successful career. And this was just a dream of his. He played in some adult leagues, but he always wanted to play college baseball. And even after he checked around at different colleges, it was different junior colleges, because he got inspired because one of his daughters was considering going back to college. And he said, well, you know what? I think I'll go back to college too and get that degree that I never really got.
Wonderful.
And he talked to several of the coaches about playing, and it just happens. One of the coaches had faith in him, and he said, hey, look, yeah, why don't you try out for the team? And he actually made the team. And it's the kind of jokingly, when he's out there with the team and another team shows up, they actually think he's like a coach or assistant coach or and he has to tell them, no, I play on the team. And I guess they give him like a double look or something like that because they don't believe it. But,
well, you know what, Michael, it's all in that, you know, you are the writer of your story.
Exactly.
And so you are
so
the
true.
Person who drives you, whatever your narrative will be. So you don't, and same thing for me. I already live my life that way. I don't, you know, I pursue what I wish to pursue. I kind of drown out the noise because there will always be noise. You will always hear folks
pretty much.
Tell you why their
yes,
lives
somebody
are
always has an opinion. Right.
They have an opinion, and most times you want them to keep that to themselves. So,
pretty much, though.
You know, you have to pursue your dreams, and
yes.
don't pay attention to age so much.
It
don't
doesn't matter.
Pay attention
nope.
to age. Pay attention to accomplishment. So, you know, focus on what you're trying to accomplish. Let all the other things just kind of fall by the wayside. But yeah, because again, folks are always going to tell you that it can't be done until someone does it. And
exactly.
so I always, you know, and then everybody jump on your bandwagon.
Yeah,
right.
they
a
all of
that.
A sudden,
those
oh,
people
you
that
did
are
it,
talking,
you did it.
They're sitting
what?
On the sideline and they're not doing anything.
They're
pretty
just
trying much. To discourage
and
you
I,
from what you're trying to do.
Exactly. And I always say success has many fathers. Failure
right.
has none.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
And most of
yeah.
the time, you know, most of the time they're not even on the sidelines. They haven't even made it. They're still up in the bleachers somewhere. Or they trying
well,
to buy their ticket.
The thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing that we've got to remember. Well, listen, I love it. Great great talk of the morning, Michael Hopkins. Well,
oh,
yeah. Tony,
oh, like a plan.
What in the world do you have for us today? I love the
all
talk
right.
of the morning because we don't know what we are each going to say. So it's
right.
always exciting to hear what the host has to say. Okay,
yeah.
Come and take it away.
Well, my talk of the morning is about a young 23-year-old entrepreneur. Her name is Ariana Edwards, and she realized that there was a blind spot for shoe brands that failed to cater to women who wear shoe sizes like 9 through 14. So she created Vaila Shoes, V-A-I-L-A Shoes, as her solution to this problem. She left her full-time job to achieve her dream of building a shoe company for women that have extended shoe sizes. And before she even had the physical product on the market, she pitched her brand in over 25 competitions to attract the interest of investors for her shoe company line. And after 6 months in operation, her business has expanded into 5 Macy's locations in New York City, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. And listen to this. She has a 6-figure contract with Macy's.
Well, first, wow. I think it's lovely.
We're talking about follow your dreams.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, that pursue your great. Dreams. This young lady is 23 years old.
So
and
smart.
She
so
took
smart.
A chance. Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's what it's about.
And it's Ariana Edwards.
I love it. I love it. And believe it or not, my talk of the morning, we'll get to in a moment, it's a jump off of what you're talking about. So I'm so excited. That's a great story. And it reminds us to, you got to pursue your own dream.
If
you plan on getting somewhere. If
such
you plan on
getting
somewhere.
Yes. You have to step out there and take a chance.
You got to take a chance. So I love that. Great stuff. You guys always find these incredible stories. And I love that you guys are kind of in your lane. You find these incredible stories all in your lane. Nicole Marie is always about supporting families and women and young girls and ladies and all that kind of stuff. And wonderful, good things. All are good. Those are good lanes to be in. And Nicole Marie, you're doing a great job. And we're so happy.
So
Michael Hopkins. Yeah, of course. And Michael Hopkins.
Girls and women are killing
always,
it out there.
I'm doing a great job these days. And we're going to continue to support. It's always about supporting these incredible ladies and veterans.
Well,
and Michael, you're always an advocate for these veterans, for these disabled veterans and their claims. They need so much help with navigating this claims process. I wish it wasn't so convoluted, but you're doing the work to facilitate and simplify and all of that with your Vet Talk Radio show each week, Tuesday mornings at 8:30. So
good
right
stuff.
Here. So join us. Yeah.
Okay. Now, well, Carrie, what is your talk of the morning? What do you have
for
us?
Yeah, we can't wait. Nicole and I can't wait.
Okay. Well, I'm glad of that. Now, my talk of the morning, you guys – kind of saw this if you follow me on Facebook, because I put it out a couple of days ago, but I thought it was something that obviously that bears repeating, but absolutely we've got to kind of visit this and talk a little bit about it, you know, and I thought that this would be really, really good. It's this posting that says why most people will never be rich. And it came into my inbox, in my feed, and I said, let me share it with everybody. And it really gives about 8 different reasons why it says why most people will never be rich is actually the title for these people at Financial_Truth. And what it says is that the 8 reasons, number one, why don't we go from 8 to number 1 and see if you guys can relate to this. It says number 8, lacking self-discipline. So that's one reason why most people never be rich. Number 7 says not learning new things. Are we not all guilty of both of those things? I know it took, let me go back to number 8 and self-discipline, because it took time for me to become good at disciplining myself. And I'm still not there on certain things. Like, I still want to improve self-discipline when it comes to working out, things like that, that are more challenging. So, you know, you got to set that up in your mind to, you got to be good at disciplining yourself and self-discipline. I'm very good about that. I know a lot of folks like myself, if you live alone or you don't have a person necessarily right there to push you, you got to push yourself. And so if you don't do that, ain't nothing going to happen. So I love that, self-discipline. Now here it says, again, why most people never be rich. Number 8 says lacking self-discipline. So you don't even have the ability to discipline yourself. So you need to develop that. Number 7, not learning new things. I can say very much so that I'm always, every day, I'm studying something new. I'm figuring something different. I'm, you know, being a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show kind of compels me to stay abreast of things. And you see we develop everything from Afrolock. Just this year alone, we launched the cruise for next year. We had an event in March that was live on stage, which was a development of our popular radio show. We have done almost 850 live three-hour episodes of the radio broadcast. We've started teaching folks how to do podcasts each week. I literally do that right here as well. In addition to launching a brand new magazine, Afrolock.com and AfrolockMagazine.com, and becoming a community board member, representing over 200,000 people. I think we've been busy, not to mention therapy. So I think we've been busy in terms of learning new things. And so I'm real happy about that. That was number 7. So just, you know, real good stuff. Number 6, it says, well, again, why most people will not be rich, will never be rich. Number 6 says, not setting any financial goals. Okay, that's a good one. I can do better with that. I don't know about Michael and Nicole Marie, but I can certainly raise my hand on that one. To make an investment. Failing to make any investment. An investment doesn't mean that you play the stock market necessarily, okay? An investment can mean that you go back to school. You're making an investment in yourself. Even working out, those are investments in yourself that can have a definite impact on your life and the trajectory of your life. So making failing to make any investment is another reason why a person would never be rich. Number 4 says focusing on saving instead of earning. Ooh, that's a good one. There is a difference between saving and earning. And see, I'm an earner, but you need to save in order to earn better and all that other stuff. But I get what they're saying. Number 3, taking advice from unsuccessful people will keep you poor if you are. So taking advice from unsuccessful, no, listen to folks who've got it going on. Okay, that's how you do. Folks who are where you want to be and who are living their lives in the way that you admire. Not that you wish to emulate so much, but you admire them, and those will rub off usually on you. Number 2, again, why most people will never be rich, making career choice based on society and parents. Ooh, that's not living your life for yourself. You know, when you're young, that's kind of what you do. When you're pretty much in your 20s, you're living for your friends, you know, and hanging out, and you're totally oblivious to the world. You have no idea what's ahead of you. Boy, you have just not a clue. And it's not even something that's in front of your eyes. And you wouldn't believe if somebody told you. But boy, oh boy, life is waiting for you. And it will be there with a wake-up call real soon. So for you guys out there still in that 20 phase, okay, enjoy it while you can. Boy, that's an ominous laugh there. Number 1, believing a 9-to-5 job is the only way in life. That is really why most people will never be rich. All they know, and we've been conditioned to believe, you got to get up and go to work and that's it. So Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, what do you guys think about that?
I love that list, and there were so every single one is so important because people have such a different view of being rich or, you know, becoming rich and so forth. But all those things there, you have to put all of them in place to get to that point. There's not just one way, so to speak, I don't think. So a combination of everything that you said will get you to that point. So I love that list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it too.
Really, why do you like it, Michael Hopkins?
The things that are on that list are very on point. They're specific things that's on that list, and that's what I like about it. I remember the first time I read it, and it's not generalities. It's not, you got to do this. But it's specific things. It's 8 specific things you have to do in order to get where you're trying to get to. And that's what people need. Now, a lot of times people don't have that. Yeah, you got to have a plan. It's just like, I equate it to when I'm helping people, veterans, with claims and compensation. I always tell them you got to have a strategy. You got to connect A to B, B to C, et cetera, et cetera. And when you deviate from that, it doesn't work. And trust me, I have some of them that deviate from that. They do everything but what I'm telling them to do. And then when they get lousy results, they want to blame it on everybody except for one person. And it's them. And that's what I tell them. I told you I needed this picture. You sent me your bank statement. Okay, what's wrong with this picture? I didn't ask you for that. But it's beautiful, Carrie. What you have there is so beautiful. That's something that a lot of us should take, print it out, put it in a frame, and put it right in front of us. So daily we're looking at that, and it's inspiring us to go to a higher level. That's
well,
what I
have to
about.
Tell you. I thank
awesome.
You. And here you just reminded me. Yesterday we had a very special guest on with us in the Spotlight Hour at 8, and she's an entertainer. She is a business maker of jewelry, and I just appreciate and adore her so much. She was absolutely just phenomenal yesterday on the
yes,
show. And her name is Andrea Drumgoole. And after the show wrapped yesterday, I was kind of blown away that Andrea wrote back and sent me a text. I'm going to read it for you. It's very brief. And she's like, well, here's what she said. She said she had never done radio, as she told us yesterday. And she said she was nervous, but I didn't get that. She says here, I can't wait for us. And this is the text that she sent me after the wrap-up about 9 o'clock yesterday. She says, I can't wait for us to do some great work together. You are awesome, and you have a way of pushing people to succeed in life. You also have a way of presenting yourself in low-key position, but you are really on top. You're a superstar. You big everybody else up, but you are great. And I just wanted
that's
to
so
share
nice.
Was that
so
not nice?
Nice.
I don't like a plan.
I said, oh, boy, she has figured me out here. She has me out. And so I was just blown away with that and just really just quite amazing.
Very kind words. Yeah, so kind.
Very kind words, yeah. And she's a very special lady. She really is a very sweet lady. I put some pictures up on my Carrie Hines page at Facebook. Like a little video, a reel of her jewelry and sets of some music and all that and some other pictures and things. You can check that out there. AfroLockMagazine.com. Want to shout out to Katrina Jones out in the Texas area.
Yeah.
Out in Powell. These are folks who have signed up for subscriptions at AfroLock Magazine. .com. And everybody who's tuned in should be a member, and you guys can get some subscriptions as well out there. So you want to get it really right away because we're working on the first issue, and we can't wait for that.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and here's what they're getting and things that they don't know. In addition to your subscription to the magazine, you're also getting a business listing. The business listing is going to be in the magazine as well as on our website. So it's very, very good. Plus, we're going to be talking to folks out there and so much more. And it's just a big thing, and everybody's talking about the magazine. They're talking about the new covers. So I'm super excited. The hype
They're
is
fabulous.
Just growing. It's growing, and we're so excited. So we also have some folks who will be heading up our subscriptions department. We're shouting out Ms. Debbie, who will be back at the helm here at Hair Radio, and you'll be hearing from her. For you guys who have subscribed, she'll be contacting you and kind of walking you through the paces. It's not just, we're not just a normal magazine. We're doing some great things here at Hair Radio and AfroLockMagazine.com. So I'm super excited, super excited. So good stuff. Okay, I'm happy to have you guys with us. We're waiting. We should be getting a follow-up or actually a connection. Right now we have Monet Everett, who should be joining us in just a bit. And Monet, when you if you're out there listening, press 1 on your phone so we know that you are standing by. We are so excited. She'll be joining us in just a bit here on the show. We've already heard from her, so she's getting it together, and we're so excited. She'll be here to tell us all about her upcoming event on August 13th in New York City. Plus, she has some classes all about these four types of textures, different hair textures. So we're going to tell her how to identify these different types and to talk a little bit about that. It's her first time being live on the show, even though you've heard her interview play here. So we're going to get to the bottom of all of that in just a bit. So real happy. So let's get some more little breaks and things going and come back with some more. I call it Mo Energy right here for the show today. So we're real happy. And got to tell you about some guests for tomorrow. We have a special guest as well come up in our Spotlight Hour. It's Fan Day Friday, so you know we got to go in on Friday. Plus, tomorrow I'll have an update about my swearing in tonight. Is it swearing in ceremony? Is that what they're called, Nicole? This is your territory.
They are. It is swearing in ceremony. Yes, you are correct.
Oh, wow. So that, if you guys are just tuning in, let me tell you what's going on. I have been appointed to the community board in my section in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm a part of a board that has a constituency of over 200,000 people. So that's not all of Brooklyn. That's just my little section of Brooklyn, New York. So I represent folks who will be helping the folks in my little neck of the woods to be on top of zoning for buildings, all kinds of issues with everything from sanitation to just helping folks to navigate health concerns and so much more. This board is busy. And so I'm so excited to be part of it. So tonight I get to go this evening to be sworn in. So I cannot wait. Tomorrow I'll fill you in on what happened and see if we can
all
get
right.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot
wait
to hear
great.
All about it. It's going to be so exciting, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. It's something I've wanted to do and want to make a difference out here. I don't want to just talk the talk. I want to
walk
and I want to help
yes.
folks.
Yes.
I think we'll
and
be
Terry,
able to
let
do
me
that.
Tell you, when you're standing there with your right hand up and repeating what they're going to have you say, it's really going to hit you. It, at that point, it's official. It's really
oh,
official.
Oh, yeah.
I know you received your letter, but at that point, it's going to hit you. I'm really official at this point.
Well,
so,
when I read on this great welcoming letter that I wish I had handy for you guys, but when that line said that you are – with this appointment, you are a New York City public official.
Yes.
I thought I'd fall on the floor. I thought I'd fall
yeah.
on the floor at that point. I
yeah.
really did. So
it's a great
I
honor
a lot
to serve
to
your community.
You.
It's, I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I know
I'm
going
to do it to the best of my ability. Yes, thank
yes.
you. I've got a lot to learn. These are folks out there who really know their stuff. And I'm going to fit in. I'm going to fit in and give it my best shot to whatever I can pick up and share with everybody.
Yes.
Because I told a lot of folks, like I said earlier in mid-show, I told a lot of folks about my appointment to the board And they have been inspired to find out about joining their community boards all over the country.
Right.
And I'm excited for
it's
them.
So
because
important.
It is. And folks
yeah.
may not
because
realize.
Because it starts at the local level, Carrie.
Exactly.
It starts locally.
You took the words out of my mouth. You hit it, Nicole Marie. Say that again for everybody. They need to
it
understand.
It starts at the local level, right in your community.
Yes.
You can make a difference
exactly.
in your community, and it goes from there. But you start locally, right?
Exactly.
Right out your front door. Yes.
Exactly.
That's where it starts.
And a lot of these rules, like these policies and things for local city government, and these are things that impact you day to day that you don't even,
right.
you know, you're not even a part of the process.
Exactly.
And that is the thing. And you're like,
yeah.
wow, but we will sit back and complain about everything.
Exactly.
you, know?
You know what, Carrie? People don't usually speak up until something impacts them or their family. Then they're all in an uproar. But all along on a day-to-day basis, people don't know. They're not paying attention. They're just going on about their daily lives. But you have to know what's going on in your community.
And
it's critical for you to be a part of that. Yes.
Exactly.
You need to
exactly.
speak up because your voice is important. You can make a difference.
And it can, exactly. You can steer. In my community, there's over, I have like a real mixed pot here. We have over 50-something percent of folks who were not born here, you know, who have chosen to make America their home. And then
right.
I have less than 1% or about 1%, 1 point something in my community. I'm just talking about my community and my section on my board that I represent that are African-American. And then so and they've got numbers going 95 south. They have everything all broken out. And I mean, it's exciting to me. So I cannot wait. This is my first foray into politics. And I cannot wait to just share with everybody. Want to shout out to, speaking of which, Wayne, our favorite friend who made this possible by just opening up my eyes to politics, and that's Wayne
oh,
Smith.
Yeah.
You guys know him, the former mayor from Irving,
Wayne
New Jersey. He's
Smith.
A great friend of the show. Yeah, so he's done some amazing things. So, listen, I am excited. Want to just say thank you to everybody, and I'm after we wrap at 9 this morning, I got to run like crazy to get myself together for this
right.
big day.
It's
going to
be great,
excited.
Here.
I think so. I'm going to give it my best shot. Got a
oh,
lot to learn,
that.
Like I said. Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
what's happening.
And
it's
continuous learning, Carrie. You never learn
well,
everything. It's just continuous learning.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of what we were talking about, Michael, earlier? Never stop
yep.
learning. Remember, if you
right.
want
never
to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
always.
You have to be a student at life, Carrie. It doesn't stop.
You know what? That's the only student kind of stuff. I love that. I love it, love it, love it. You never stop being a student at life. Wow. Okay.
Hey,
so listen,
yo.
Really,
love it.
Yeah, really good stuff today on the show. I'm so happy to have everybody with us. Listen, we got a lot more to get into. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're live today on this Thursday morning, May 4th, 2023. Got a lot more to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I do my hair talk, check my neck. Baby, how you feeling? Hair talk, check my neck. Baby, how you feeling? Ooh, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yeah. Going to the pool, she come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling. Ooh, girl, need to kick off your shoes. Gotta take a deep breath, time to fall.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
And don't ever confuse leading blacks with black leaders. Let me tell you why you don't do that. One of the reasons you don't confuse them, black leaders are chosen by you. They're chosen by the people they're going to lead. They're chosen by us. But let me tell you about the leading blacks. The leading blacks are chosen by the media. Leading blacks. Leading blacks are chosen by ABC, all broadcasting Caucasians. Leading blacks are also chosen by NBC, nothing broadcasting but Caucasians. And the rest are chosen by CBS, the Caucasian broadcasting system. And when you allow leaders to be chosen by the media that's owned by the corporations, when you get ready to change your lives, look carefully, watch and see what the leading blacks are doing. Because that's when the leading blacks sneak into the door to the corporations, and they will tell the corporations, oh, we know how to go and put them down. We know how to get you some real affirmative action Negroes to come in and work. We know how to do that. But at the end of the day, the leading blacks lead the corporations, and the leading blacks have gotten paid while we have gotten played.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning. It's May 4th of 2023. It's our show number 848 as we broadcast live. I've got to say, just a lot going on this morning. It's about 823. We're so happy to have everybody with us if you're in the New York or East Coast. And 723 for those of you out at time and the Central Time Zone. I want to bring back to the line my great co-stars. You guys know Michael Hopkins. You know Nicole Marie.
I'm just happy to have everybody with us as they help us to hold it down each day right on the broadcast.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Guys, good morning again. Happy Thursday.
Good morning.
This is our
morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wanted to kind of give everybody a quick update, if I may. You guys know we've been following this at the show. We haven't talked a whole bunch, but I want to just channel our thoughts and prayers to Jamie Foxx.
Denise
Tabitha, that he responded and sent out a message to everybody to thank everybody for their support. We're happy to hear that. Still, we don't quite know what's happened. So his daughter has not, or they have not released exactly what is the ailment that we're don't really know what's going on. But we do wish him well. And we were happy to hear that he sent out a message to everybody. So, you know, but here's the other side of it. I heard that that he and his daughter host a TV game show. I've never watched it, but I understand that they host a game show. Well, they've been replaced already, of course, by Nick Cannon. Nick is
all over the place.
I don't know what to say, but. Is it just me, but Nick Cannon is always waiting in the wings.
All over the place.
Lordy. I said, is he the only host? I'm going to have to say black host is out there. That's all over the place. Good God.
Yeah.
There's a country full of people, billions of people on this planet. I think we can find somebody that we love. Listen, I love Nick Cannon. I love him to death.
Yeah,
I really
so
do. So I'm just teasing. But just come on. Good grief.
He's everywhere.
So he is, he's everywhere. Yeah. And still haven't found time to make all these big families. But that's another story. But the thing is, we wish Jamie so well. And understand that if they tape over in Europe, this show, this game show, and Kelly Osbourne is going to help him with the show, I understand. So we're wishing him well.
Great. Love Kelly as well. Thoughts and prayers to him and his family.
Big man. And again, I met him just briefly once out in Los Angeles, Jamie Foxx, and he was just a wonderful, kind man who took time to speak with a fan back when he was on the show. I think that was his In Living Color show back then. Or no, actually, it was, I think it was during the Jamie Foxx show because he had the car that was featured on his show. When I saw he and his friend going to get in the car, they were getting into the car that was in an episode that I saw not all that long ago. And he was dressed even in his jacket was from the show. And so I remember seeing him, and he was just a kind man, just nice and down-to-earth fellow. And and oftentimes they are not those kind of folks. That was when they launched Vibe magazine. That's how long ago that was. I met everybody. I knew Michael was going to say that. Good stuff. Well, listen, let me tell you something. It was well worth it. It was a great event, downtown L.A. at the Mayan. Everybody was there from the Fresh Prince. I got to, I don't remember if I chatted with him, but he was there. The one that played the cousin, not Will Smith. I didn't see him there, but the other guy.
Oh, yeah, Rivera.
Yeah, Bonzo Rivera, who was in the Michael Jackson commercial. You guys remember that? So I saw him. I spoke to the other fella who was real popular at the time, and he was the host of the MTV thing about I got to get his name. I'll work on it for you. Bill Bellamy. Spoke to him. He was really nice.
Yeah.
Spoke to him
I remember him.
Yeah. Yeah, I spoke to Bill Bellamy when I chatted with him. I didn't even know he was from New Jersey. And he went to the same barbershop in Montclair, New Jersey. I had no idea. And here's what's so funny. You talk about how folks communicate. The way that he was speaking to me made me feel that he was from the Northeast. And so he was using phrases and things that were, you know, that I recognized in New Jersey, because I was living in Jersey at the time. And I said to myself, is he from Jersey? You know, he was using, because Jersey has their own, they have their own way of communicating, and Northern New Jersey I'm talking about. So it was real nice. He was really a sweet guy. And like I said, I spent most of the time chatting with him. And everybody, the big-time celebrities, Tyra Banks was there. Tyra Banks. She was dating John Singleton at the time. He was there, so I saw him, saw her. It was just both wall-to-wall celebrities. And I'm not even kidding. And out in California, when they have all these big events with all these celebrities, they don't tell you. You will see a sign like a movie theater, like when they do movies, take movies and stuff. They put little signs on the walls and buildings here, and especially in New York. And you don't know. If you're not a part of that crew, you won't even notice it. But the crew knows, oh, I need to go here, because they don't, you know, it's not public knowledge, and they don't want the public all up in their events. And the And if you show up, you ain't getting in. Don't waste your time, folks. Okay.
Well,
the only reason I got in, because my good friend John Calloway, who was from New Jersey, he interviewed Queen Latifah. We were great friends. He actually inspired my whole life in show business, because we were great friends. He was going to USC, which is a big, big, wealthy school out in Southern California.
Yeah.
And so he was going to USC, and we were great, great buds. And he told me he worked for Billboard magazine, and they're the people behind the Hollywood Reporter. So when you see it, they're called trade papers. So people who are in the entertainment industry, we look at these papers to find out what's going on. They tell you the real deal about who's getting what deal and who closed what and what producers are working with this. And it's just trade papers for that industry. So John interviewed Queen Latifah for Billboard magazine. That's out there. You can even Google it to this day. And I was so touched. So I remember sitting with John. I said, John, if you can interview Queen Latifah, I can do something. So I started working. That's what inspired me to record my children's stories. Which led to getting into the magazine, which was all over the airline, and my first magazine article, and selling cassettes all over the country on 875 radio stations, all that stuff, because I was inspired by John's success, not envious or jealous. I was so happy for him and felt that I could do it too.
Right.
And that's what I did.
And you have.
Yeah, correct. Yes, that is so correct.
Well, listen, I'm so excited. Now, speaking of doing it up and doing it for yourself, you know, what's that song, Brothers Gonna Work It Out? I think I'll get that one.
Work It Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shades of the shades.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Listen, right now, there is a lady named Monet Everett, and I've fallen in love with this woman who has an event of her own happening right here in my backyard in New York City. And so we played her interview. You guys have heard her several times right here on our network, and she doesn't even know, because she didn't even know that. But, yes, we have. And, Nkomo, you've got a chance to listen. In fact, you've talked a little bit about it on some shows. And same thing, Michael Hoffman. So we are so excited. This is her first time joining us live. Okay? We want to have her tell us all about her events. We want to hear about her classes and a little bit about her story. So without further ado, I'm going to have to just bring her on in to the line. For the first time live on our show, the Hair Radio Morning Show welcomes Miss Monet
Good morning.
Yes, how are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am so good.
Yes, great. And we're doing great. Yes, yes. Well, Monet, I've got to say, first of all, let me just lead on in. Nakoma, you've been listening to this wonderful lady's story. We have played her interview here several times. What jumped out at you? What about the texture, talking all that? Please take a moment to tell Ms. Monet why this is so has resonated with us.
Well, it's definitely resonated with me and with all of us, just because just so inspired about your story and so looking forward to hearing more about your event that is coming up in New York. But to me, I love knowing that you're discussing the different textures of hair. That's key to me. And just learning more. Learning more about the textures and just how people can just take care of their hair to grow healthy hair. And just learning more about that. And then also here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, all about girl power here. And you are definitely an example of girl power because you are doing it. So just want to give you your kudos this morning.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
Is that not nice? Yes. So, Monet, let's jump in. I want you to take a moment for the folks who may have missed that wonderful interview that we played here. Tell everybody about this event. Let's get into that.
Awesome. So I am so excited to be having the second Texture Style Awards. The first in 2021 was virtual, but, you know, we're back outside now, so it is time to have a live event. I was inspired to create Texture Style Awards because, you know, when we were all at home on punishment, I saw the world just, you know, falling apart, and I wanted to figure out ways to help. There was so much attention drawn to the fact that the beauty industry really at some levels lacks diversity and inclusion. So I had to think about, well, what can I do to help the industry with diversity and inclusion? And I thought about gamifying texture hair. So gamifying all four textures of hair. Most hairstylists are competitive. At bare minimum, they want to win or stand out as the best. So I thought it would be amazing to make it a competition where we celebrate each individual hairstylist and the hairstylist, each individual hair texture and the hairstylist who slay them. Then I had to take a step back and say, okay, well, we will have the competition, but what about hairstylists who really need to learn how to do each hair texture? And I made preceding hair class your education series. So we will be having live classes in New York, May 15th, May 22nd, and June 12th, where you can come in person and learn how to style each hair texture. So the Texture Education Series is presented by the Monet Life Academy, my academy, and myself and a co-facilitator will break down each hair texture. So one class, one hair texture. We will show you how to style that hair texture. And then the secondary class that day will show you how to really turn up on that hair texture, to style it up and make that hair texture stand out for your photos for Texture Style Awards. And one thing that really makes Texture Style Awards stand out from other competitions is we encourage you to take your own photos of your own work. All you need is a smartphone. So you take photos of your work and you submit them. You don't have to hire a photographer. We keep it really affordable. It's all about celebrating the artist and the hair texture that they've styled. You choose the hair texture category based on the final hair texture of the style. So it doesn't matter if your model starts with straight hair and you decide to set her on tiny little flexi rods to make it coily, now you're in the coily category. If your client starts with curly hair, you know, those wide one-inch curls, and you decide to blow her hair straight and then style it up, you would enter the straight hair upstyle category.
I love that. I love that you're showing that trajectory, just, you know, where that's leading to, and that's a very important part of how you guys are kind of looking at this, and the judges will be judging it. Speaking of which, kind of talk us a little bit about this. You have an array of folks who will be kind of lending their support and expertise in judging some of these competitions. So tell us a little bit about this. How did you decide, and who are some of these judges that's going to be a part of this event?
I selected my panel of celebrity judges by people who I felt led amazing careers, people who I felt really stood out, and they know what it's like to overcome some form of adversity. So whether their adversity is just making it to the top of this industry, because, Lord, that is not an easy task, or they really had to overcome some things in life to secure their success. So we have amazing judges like Ursula Steven, best known as Bebe Rexha and Rihanna's hairstylist, Color King out of Atlanta, Georgia, also Confessions of a Hairstylist, almost a million followers on Instagram, Simone Pettinini, almost a million, over 1.5 million followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just have a major panel. Most
Those
of them represent.
Heavy.
Yeah, most of them represent different hair brands, and I know there are so many different artists who want to represent hair brands, or maybe want to be bridal hairstylists or celebrity hairstylists. Like Darius Hair, we have him. He is an amazing celebrity hairstylist. You know, we just have amazing stylists, and I am the founder and creator, so although I am a celebrity hairstylist, I will not be judging. We go above and beyond in this competition to keep everything full.
Well, listen, we just love that you are the driving force and the impetus behind this incredible event, again, coming up on August 13th in New York City. And it's hard for me to forget that because it's one day after my birthday. So certainly know. Yes, so I'm going to be really keeping this in front and center in mind. I cannot wait to hear all about it and send just well wishes. We just love all that you're doing out there with this. And, again, just want to remind folks. Now, the website, texturestyleawards.com. And that is without the D on texture. So it's not textured, it's texturestyleawards.com.
Yes.
And we
want
to send you guys there. Yeah, so I'm loving this. And it's a great site. And just you're doing it up, like Nicole Marie said. When folks come up to you, particularly young girls and all of that, what do you say when they ask you, how are you doing all this? And you, do you even realize that you're inspiring so many folks? You may have not had time to digest it just yet, but you're inspiring people. And I see how they respond to your interview here on our show. And we were so happy to have you come on live. I was thrilled.
So
what do you say? Yeah, of course. Yeah,
no,
we don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, that is amazing. They're so lucky to have you. I mean, I just love radio. I love
Thank
the beauty
you.
Industry, but, you know, we got to have amazing people like you who really help to spread the word about what's going on and to educate others in the field. As far as myself inspiring, no, I really don't think about those things, but one thing I would love to lead and to inspire others with is you can do anything you are willing to put in the work for to achieve. Mm-hmm. It may not be easy. Someone that comes before you may not have actually done it either. but it can be done if you are willing to learn, grow, meet others, research, and move in the right direction. You're forced to only make growth, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, we are thrilled that you are doing it up. Okay, so we want to make sure and get the folks out there. Now, my colleague, Michael, I think he's still out there. Michael Hopkins is the host on our network for the veterans. And what he does, he helps them with the claims process, so he's an advocate for them. And he always wants to know if the veterans are invited and the ones that are out there doing the styles and all of that, if you, you know, just kind of look out for them when they want to come out and support the hair community. So, and I think that's always exciting. Yeah, that's always exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Veterans are encouraged to apply. So there are 10 categories in Texture Style Awards, 8 categories for professionals. So that's straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, and coily hair, up style or down style. There are 2 categories for the unlicensed. So students, apprentices, enthusiasts. So that's student up style or student down style. And those entries are open through June 30th, so we encourage all hairstylists and hair lovers to apply by June 30th. We encourage veterans who are also hairstylists to pull up for our different classes, which are May 15th, focusing on curly hair, May 22nd, focusing on straight hair, and June 12th, focusing on coily hair. And we definitely encourage veterans and everyone else to pull up for the live ceremony August 13th in New York. If you're in the hair industry, the way to get ahead is to really come out and network with people. And, you know, there's this huge misunderstanding that it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I always point out it's a misunderstanding. We all know people we would like. We all know of people. But it's not who you know. It's who knows you. So this is why you want to take time to come out to these events, show face, let people see you, let them meet your demeanor, let them see what you have to offer, and really create their interest in working with you or wanting to see you succeed. So August 13th is going to be amazing. It's going to be a ceremony of your peers and people who inspire you, and we're going to see who wins each category.
TextureStyleAwards.com. Again, Monet, we just love it. TextureStyleAwards.com. You got to check it out. We want to see you there. Again, that's coming up in New York City, my hometown here, where I live. Yeah, New York City on the 13th of August of 2023. So this is where everything is happening, and we're just happy to have you with us. Now, I've got to say, and Michael, did that sound good to you on the veterans? You see, Monet hasn't forgotten about you.
Oh, yes. Yes, Monet, that sounds beautiful because there are so many veterans out there that after we leave the military and we want to go on to new careers, and it just sounds like to me you are encouraging veterans to go into the career field. And I just love it, Carrie. I just love it.
Yeah. You know, and the classes and all of that, and that's what kind of, thank you, Michael, and that's what kind of caught my ear and my attention, my eyes. It really did. So I thank you for that. I really do. Now, I just want to also say, I also love the fact where you were talking about they don't have to hire professional photographers in terms of the competitors. I just love that because, and you kind of, it reminds me, I think we talked about this a little bit, but it just reminds me that you're on top of technology. And also you haven't forgotten about the at-home stylists, I call it, the DIYers. You're just in touch with what's happening. You've got your finger on the pulse of what's happening. And I love it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. If you love beauty, I want to celebrate you and I want to help you get your career going in the right direction. There's so many different options working in the beauty industry and so many stylists just don't know them. don't know how to get there. They see people who do what they want to do, whether that's celebrity styling or platform artistry or working in hair, film, or theater, and they say, okay, this is what I want to do. This looks amazing, but they simply don't know how to get there, and I'm ready to change that. I'm ready to especially see more Black and brown people in positions of power and making it to the top of the industry. And the way that they achieve this is by creating newsworthy events or opportunities so they can be featured in the media. There's nothing more newsworthy in the beauty industry than winning hair competitions.
Exactly. And we want to extend something very new and fresh and different out there for the folks who are participating with your event. Okay, so those who are participating with the Texture Style Awards, as you know, and your winners, we want to interview them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's something that's going to be fresh and new, and that we want to do that just for you and what you are doing with all that you're doing, Monet Effort. So we're real excited. So is
thank
that not
you,
nice?
Thank you, Terry.
Yes.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
So I'm
amazing.
Happy to help. And much deserved with all of this that you're doing. So, and again, those classes and all of that, we want to remind and kind of keep it front and center, folks. So please, again, texturestyleawards.com. You get all the details there, all the information that you can handle there. And just we support you. We really do. We completely support
your
efforts. Yeah. And, you know, and you talk about inspiration and all that. So who inspired you, though, with all of this? Monet, we probably can't let you go without talking about that. So who poured all this into you?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many different inspirations, so many different people who I looked up to in this industry. So, you know, I take a little from this person, a little from that person.
Yeah.
You know, there's different platforms out there that exist that I would see, and I would say, okay, I love this about this platform, but I wish that was different. So I decided to make my own.
Now, that's really the inspiration, and that's what I was gathering and getting from everything and this whole connection with you and Hair Radio and all that you're doing with the Texture Style Awards. Now, I've got to say, this is the first time as well. We have a wonderful magazine called Afrolock. We've been talking about it. All the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know about it. It's afrolock.com, and it's spelled AFROLOCK. So it's one word. It's like a lock that you lock your door. So it's LOCK and Afro. And what that means for us, Afrolock.com means a lock on Afro culture, on the Afro, on things that are in our community, that this is what we're all about. So we just want to pass it on out there that your winners as well. We have a big old magazine that will be out on June 1st with the first issue. So if you're looking to advertise yourselves, to put yourselves in there to be featured, we've got four or five like big, beautiful covers that will be gracing the front of the magazine. And then inside, we have inside covers that you guys can be featured. We are doing stories on folks and all kinds of things. Subscriptions, we've been kind of ushering out our subscriptions. We already have folks who started buying the subscriptions. You could do all that stuff by simply going to afrolock.com. And we want to inform you, we're going to put it in the magazine all about the Texture Style Awards. So texturestyleawards.com. So yeah, so this is going to be something that's big. So hopefully we can get a Q&A or some kind of interview going with you in this magazine. I think that would be really exciting.
Carrie, I would love to. I would simply be honored to be a part of Afrolock magazine. I love all that you do,
yes.
And I love the hard work that you are putting into really bringing up this amazing beauty industry that we love.
Yes. Well, we're doing this together. So, and I also want to say thank you supporting this broadcast the way you do and helping to keep us relevant yourself with your company And your event, again, the Texture Style Awards, that's coming up in August on the 13th of 2023. You're joining folks that support this broadcast, like JustSalonTowels.com. You want to check them out. They offer all kinds of bleach-resistant towels and so much more. Go to their site again, JustSalonTowels.com. They're for the pro stylists and all that as well. So please check them out. Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. These are brands that know Hair Radio, that know Afrolock, that are supporting, and we support each other. We are a family here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So now, before we let you go, I always ask, is there anybody that you want to shout out to real quick? And what's next for you? You got to tell us, Monet, what's next for you?
Sure. I would like to shout out the Texture Style Awards entrants. I would like to shout out the Texture Style Awards judges, my team, my assistants, my manager, and all the people who are strengthened to be able to deal with me launching these Texture Style Awards and calling them at 2 a.m. and emailing 8 times a day because, trust me, they definitely need Christ to strengthen them to deal with this vision and this hard work of launching such a major event. The average person really has no idea the amount of time, work, and energy that goes into launching a platform like this. I'd like to shout out the 2021 Texture Style Awards winners and thank everyone who was willing to believe in this new platform. I'd like to shout out the sponsors, BBI Brands, Wella, WeDad, Wet Brush, BioIonic, who are sending over $250 gift bags for anyone who gets VIP tickets to the classes. I'm like, woo, the VIP tickets are only $115. Y'all are basically paying people to come to my classes. But they believe in the platform so much. So, we're so thankful to have them. Yes, TextureStyleAwards.com.
Awesome. And your event, again, we're live this morning, so we want to thank you. Your event coming up in August, August 13th of 2023, and we are so excited. You've got classes starting in about a week or so. Please check everything out. Again, Texture Style Awards. That's TextureStyleAwards.com. So we are so excited. Again, TextureStyleAwards.com. My very special guest who took the time out of her busy schedule. We're talking about the one and only Monet Everett, who made her live appearance this morning on the show. And we just love having you here. And, again, just great stuff. And, Michael, you can say and tell Monet we get her information out there.
Oh,
okay?
Very much so.
Yeah, so good stuff. Okay, listen, Monet, thank you, and we will see you back here soon. For a new edition on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're gonna drill this out there. We're going to keep pumping it until everybody is there to support your event, okay? So thank you for doing the work you're doing. All right, great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Carrie, Nicole, Michael. We just love what you do. I'm so thankful for you having me as a guest. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Wow.
Okay, you too. Oh, was she not just fabulous, Michael?
Very much so. We are so excited.
So now listen, tomorrow on Friday, we have a big show tomorrow live on May 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. We're going to be celebrating. I feel like some Selena music. So we'll figure it out for tomorrow's broadcast. We got a special guest in our Spotlight Hour tomorrow. Also much excitement happening at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We got more on Afrolock. We are killing it with Afrolock Magazine. You got to be part of it. What's happening, folks. Very, very important. And I just love all of this that was happening today. I really do. I want to go ahead. I kind of got that in my mind about Brother's going to work it out today for some reason. You know, you just got to hear certain things. That's my song that we're going to close out with today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. The amazing Willie Hutch. So this is going to be good. We'll see you back here again, 6 a.m., the 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, for an all-new tomorrow, Fan Day Friday, of the Hair Radio Morning Show. My special thank you to Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, to Monet Everett, and all the folks that we had on the show today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Here is Brother's Gonna Work It Out.
You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.